Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. We like to say on occasions that we are speaking to friends of Asian Pop Radio, and I guess no one epitomizes that more than this lady on the line. It is our good friend Nadira. Hi, Nadira.
Hi, Jace. How's it going?
Good. I think you're probably one of the most interviewed people that we've had on the show over the years, because you've been on a few times now, haven't you?
I love you guys. Like, you know, it's always nice having a chat with you guys.
Well, thanks for your time. And we love keeping tabs on you.
Yeah.
Look, you've obviously released so many amazing songs over the years, and that's why we love you. You know, Do It Again,
Aww,
Closer, Tears
yeah.
Apart, like songs of the year. Like, I'm sure
yeah.
people can find those old podcasts and we can go over that again. But look, let's
yeah.
focus on the future, Nadira.
All right, let's do that.
Obviously, another big song that you had was Fire. I think that was one of the last. Was Fire with David the last song you released?
David Cook, yeah, from Australia, from Melbourne, I think. Yeah.
How appropriate. And that did pretty well, yeah?
Yeah, it did pretty well. It got a nomination on the AIM. I didn't win, but being nominated was good enough, you know. It's a great feeling.
Well, I'm sure, I hope you hunted
yeah.
down the person that did win and did away with them, so you can, you know, have more luck next time.
Yeah.
So is it fair to say have you had some downtime from the music industry with a bit of a focus on other things?
Sure. Yeah. I've definitely had a downtime, just kind of focusing on life at the moment.
Right.
And, just put out a new release. But at the same time, I'm kind of just waiting a few more months until I deliver a baby boy.
Congratulations.
So I'm excited about that. Thank you so much.
I've been
focusing on the family and just getting, you know, putting things together, because I've been doing so many other things back in the past. So I think now it's time.
Well, I mean, that's a very hard balance for a musician, isn't it? Anyone in a creative
yeah,
field, really, because you've got your work aspirations and you want to build your own
yeah.
family. It's hard to reconcile sometimes.
Exactly. It's really hard. So it's been a challenge for me, but somehow I've managed to pull through and release a new baby. Different kind of baby.
well, that's very true. Can I ask you, do you have a name for your baby yet, or is that a top secret thing?
It's top secret. I can't tell you guys yet. Yeah.
Because you know we like to break news, even if it is just baby names.
I do have a name in mind, but it's a really traditional Malay name. It wouldn't sound familiar to you if I mentioned it to you. Be like, wow, okay, that's different.
I'm sure we'll find out in good time.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your new release. So you've got a bit of an EP out now, right?
I do.
What's the title track called?
So the name of the EP is called Delayer. And Delayer kind of, it's actually, if you keep reading Delayer, you liar, you know? You liar, you liar. It's actually Delayer, but Delayer, yeah.
Nice
That's
pun.
That's what it means.
So,
silly,
so,
but it works.
So tell us a story about the lyrics. What are the lyrics about? What is the song about?
The song is about heartbreak. And it's about a girl who went through a relationship. And, she's really close to the guy. And then one day he just keeps coming back to her and then leaving her and coming back to her and leaving her again and again. So she's just like confused. So You Liar is inspired from that. From that event.
Bit of an emotional roller coaster, maybe.
Yeah, totally emotional roller coaster. So
why are the vast majority of relationships like that, Nadira?
I don't even know, you know. It's like you're too old to be going through all that kind of relationship. So but I mean, it's something that happened in my life and
yeah.
I just got inspired by it, you know?
Mm.
And just wrote about it. Yeah.
Motivation comes from everywhere when you're a musician, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The song itself,
exactly.
I really like it. And I think
yeah.
you've got a great balance there, because it sounds, obviously it's been a few years since your last release and it sounds really modern. But at the same time, I can see that you've got a bit of a feel there. Like I feel like I can hear Do It Again in there. I feel like I can hear a little bit of Closer in there. Is that fair? Like,
I know. That's the thing. No, but that's the thing, because I'm so influenced by 90s R&B, right? You throw me a beat and I'm going to come up with something that's going to sound like a bit older. Maybe I'm a bit older now, and like I just love like all the older R&B type of style
yeah.
music. But that's what tends to happen when you give me a beat. it just comes out like that. I don't even know how.
But 90s is back again. Everyone loves their 90s. Yeah. Everyone in Melbourne's always about R&B Fridays. We only listen to R&B on Fridays. So I think it's justified.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Because like right now, when you talk about R&B and hip-hop, like everyone's down with all the new artists that's coming. There's so many new artists that's out right now. I can't keep up with all of them, you know?
Yeah.
And and my friend's like, hey, Nadira, you should try to do something a little bit more modern, but I feel like my soul was more in touch with what from the from the 90s, you know?
But you know, I feel like every song that's being released these days is just like people whispering into a microphone to a really down sort of like tempo beat, and it's like, everyone's doing that. Let's go back to what we had, you know, before. Let's do something, you know, I don't know. We don't all have to be the same, do we?
Yeah, I know.
How long did it actually take you to get your head around that first song? Because like having a bit of a comeback after so long and choosing the right song to sort of be noticed again, that must be a bit of a challenge.
It's a challenge, you know. Honestly, I don't know if a lot of people have been receiving that song well or not, because I haven't had that many response. But I mean, the ones who like it, but I've not had many comments on it.
Yeah.
I just chose that song to be the lead song for the whole EP because I've worked on it for so long. It's a song that's about 2 years old, and like I wanted to put it out back then, but I wasn't ready. I didn't have that much music to put it out with, so I just decided to wait for a bit. And I just feel like now that it's downtime for me, I have more time to focus on like putting it together. So that's why I put it out. And also big shout outs and thanks to my management, the Handy Agency, all the way from Darwin and Melbourne, for helping me with the whole release. If it wasn't for them, like, I wouldn't be able to put it out, because there's so much work that goes on behind it.
That's awesome. Who are you doing it for? Like, why did you come back with a single? Like, is it for Nadira? Is it for the fans? Have you got something to prove?
No, actually, it's for myself more than anything. I think as an artist, you kind of always feel the need to want to put something out, you know?
Yeah.
And for the fans, I think they love it. You know, I hope they love it. But more than anything, I think it's for myself. It's for my self-satisfaction and how I feel about the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, it sounds amazing. We love it. And I'm sure the fans are just going to eat it up. obviously not the only song on the release. So do you want to tell us a few of the other songs? Maybe start with By Myself. You know, how long did you work on that one?
Yeah. Oh, By Myself. It took me just a day. Okay, so By Myself, I worked with this Australian producer, Brian B, on the track. Like, he just caught me up over to his house and played me a beat. And then I just wrote it like on the spot and recorded it on the spot. And got the music back like within a few days. So that was how long it took. Yeah, it didn't take so long for By Myself to be created. Like, the whole process wasn't like a going back and forth thing again and again. It was just like, I went in the studio, I felt the beat, I wrote to it, recorded it, and then I got done with it.
So that seems like a complete contrast to Jalaya.
Yeah. It's different.
So wow.
Like there's like different processes for every different song, you know?
Yeah.
So not every,
I love Jalaya, but I think probably very close to it, I like just as much Love on the Dance Floor. That's a great song.
Oh, thank you so much. I love Love on the Dance Floor. Shout out to Tom Diesel for helping me on that one. That's an old song. I think that song is older than Jalaya.
Right, wow.
It's older than Jalaya. And Tom Diesel is from Australia, from Sydney. I don't know why I always end up working with Australian, you know? It just so happens that maybe I'm just meant to be in Australia.
That's just because we have a special bond with you Malaysians. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think that's what it's about.
A mutual bond over food, perhaps.
Yeah, food and music, probably.
Yeah, for sure. It seems like quite a dance floor anthem. I mean, dance floor's in the title. And can't you just imagine people getting ready to go out on a Friday night to that song?
Yeah, for sure. It's a bit, the sound's a bit different from like the typical R&B vibe that I would,
you know,
it's like EDM pop dance, but it's just something that I wanted to explore because I've never really explored that area before, you know. And and I just felt like it should be part of the EP as well.
How do you think you've, over the last few years, matured as an artist?
Tough question.
Yeah, right.
I think you just grow older. You grow older, and like you just experience more things, and you just have like more things to write about.
Mm.
But that's the thing, because like, I always find myself end up having to write about love stuff. You know, I'm really in touch with like all this lovey-dovey stuff. So I just felt like, you know, like as an artist, like you can mention that, or you can like write, you can write whatever really, but I think I'm more in tune to like writing about love stuff.
Well, the world needs, mess that up. The world needs love. The world needs love.
Yeah. The world needs love.
There aren't enough songs on the radio about love. We know what they're all about. It's not love.
Yeah. It's about lust. Especially Despacito. That's out now, like it's everywhere. Oh my god, it's such a dirty song.
When you get back into the studio after having your baby boy, how do you is it now, look, I could be completely ignorant here, but does a woman's vocals change by any means after having a child? Like, because I don't know, it's always a question I've wanted to know. Is that something that's on the back of your mind? Is that a completely ridiculous thing to ask?
No, actually it's not ridiculous to ask. I think that, in all honesty, I don't know. I hope it doesn't change. But so far, I haven't noticed any change. but what I'm worried about, I'm not so worried about my voice, because I think my it can be trained. And even if it grows, even if it like changes, it's only that it's going to season. You know, it will season with you. So I think that's the only thing that happened to the voice. But I'm more scared about my stamina for giving shows. Yeah. And, like, I don't know, this is really ambitious of me, but I'm giving myself 3 months after I give birth to start going back to the gym and you know, work out again, get myself back in shape and, like, train myself and, like, get back on track, you know? But I think maybe 3 months too soon. Some people say 6 months, but we'll see how it goes, you know?
Excellent. I've never been the one to be able to have a 5-month plan, despite my partner constantly telling me I need to. But it sounds like you've got a plan, Adira, and we're right behind you all the way.
Thank you so much, Jace. I appreciate that so much.
And we look forward to the day the little one's old enough to collaborate with you.
Oh yeah.
You'll have to get him into the studio as soon as you can.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna train my baby to sing or play an instrument like as soon as they come out.
Nadira, how can people support your music? How can they purchase your tracks?
You can support my music. You can go to Spotify, listen to it. You can go for a free download if you'd like on my website, nadiramusic.com. You can go on iTunes and get it on Deezer. But I think Spotify is the best place to go because everybody's on it right now.
Or take a trip to Darwin. You'll probably see her in the street.
Love to.
Thanks, Nadira.
Thank you so much, Jace.
Don't forget, if you like what you hear on our podcast feed, please subscribe to us on iTunes and rate and review so more people can find out about us. Head to AsianPopRadio.com, like us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio, and rate us there if you can, and follow us on Twitter @AsianPopRadio.